Dictation for Benny, Benny Dotson, Dotson, December 4, 44. Address as a letter to Masonic Home. Dr. Sarvepalli. Next paragraph. Dear Dr. Sarvepalli, consultation for Mr. Dotson with recent abnormal kidney function and generalized edema and anasarca. He is on the pulmonary ward, tracheostomy, ventilatory assistant, chronic respiratory failure with hypoxemia, hypercardia, prior episodes of pneumonia. He's not able to provide any history. I review all records available provided by Masonic Home as well as what is in the electronic records. He's been at Masonic at least for the last 1.5 to 2 years. He's MPO strict, all medication through PECTUB that has multiple times replaced over the last 1.5 to 2 years. There is also an indwelling Foley catheter, comes accompanied with caregiver, no reported vomiting, no reported blood in the stools, melena. He has, for the most part, paraplegia, unquestioned prior cervical spinal stenosis. He is wheelchair-bounded, no falling episode, has a sacral decubita that is healing, has developed generalized edema and anasarca. Next paragraph. According to records, there is also anxiety, depression, question, dementia. Hypothyroidism, I'm not aware of the vein thrombosis, pulmonary embolism, TIS stroke or seizures, there has been prior atrial fibrillation, decreased hearing, I'm not aware of coronary artery disease or congestive heart failure or liver abnormalities, it does have enlargement of the prostate. Next paragraph, present medications include amiodarone, aspirin, esomeprazole for the stomach, iron replacement, for low blood pressure, fludrocortisone, on Lasix, thyroid replacement, melatonin, metolazone, fleet enemas and milk of magnesia, Miralax, Remeron, Nurantin, potassium replacement with bicarbonate and titric acid, Riquet, Flomax, valproic acid, Ciprexa, no anti-inflammatory agents. Next paragraph. According to records, surgeries include tracheostomy, PEC tube with multiple replacement, cystoscopy, cataract surgery, colonoscopy, benign lesion, no malignancy. Next paragraph. No reported allergies. Next paragraph. On physical exam, he is a weight of 190, wheelchair bounded, generalized edema and anasarca, tracheostomy, PEC tube, and Foley catheter in place, moving four extremities. He's able to clean himself, appears to be right-handed, does not move lower extremities, which are deformed, typical for paraplegia, normal eye movements, he is not verbal, no gross thyroid masses or lymph nodes, do not hear localized RALs. There is evidence of egophony for pleural effusion, probably a third bilateral. No pericardial rap. No significant murmurs. Abdomen distended. Question ascites. Does not make any faces on touch. Nothing to suggest rebound or tenderness. Edemas indicated above. I don't see leg or foot ulcers. Palpable. The pulses are decreased throughout, but no gangrene. Next paragraph. There is a recent echocardiogram from March reported as normal ejection fraction, normal chamber size. Valves are poorly seen, but no gross dysfunction. No reported pulmonary hypertension, borderline diastolic dysfunction. I reviewed the chest X-ray from March. At that time, vascular congestion, blunting of costophrenic angle, clinically sounds worse. The last CT scan, chest, abdomen, and pelvis. This is with contrast, also from March. No gross enlargement of lymph nodes, no pericardial effusion, normal size of the heart. There were consolidation or atelectasis on the basis with pleural effusion, worse on the left. Evidence of cervical fusion surgery. Liver considered normal, although, excuse me, normal surface, but enlarged, 16.7. Left sided hepatic cyst, the gallbladder was absent, no biliary dilatation, spleen considered normal, adrenal glands normal, both kidneys without obstruction, a simple cyst on the right sided. Polycatheter in place, some fat stranding around the bladder, probably cystitis. Bladder presents into the right inguinal hernia. Enlargement of the prostate. An infrarenal aneurysm, 3.5 centimeters, L1 compression deformity, left-sided gluteal ulcer, prior hardware on the left femur, next paragraph. Creatinine has been fluctuating in March 2.1, 1.8, April 1.6, 1.5, with the most recent number 1.5, normal potassium elevated bicarbonate, low sodium, normal albumin, calcium, elevated alkaline phosphatase, other liver function tests not elevated, normal glucose. There has been severe anemia, 8.8, with a normal white blood cell platelet. PTH not elevated. Iron levels, low iron saturation, with a ferritin, low normal 132. Valproic acid not elevated, thyroid TSH normal, 3T4 was not done. an isolated random cortisol without stimulation at 14, which will be considered normal. He might have received blood transfusion in March. Pro-BNP in the 900s. Urine analysis, 30 to 100 of protein, 2 plus of blood. This is from the folic catheter. We trace bacteria 10 to 20 white blood cells. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. PKD. Stage 3. Appears stable over time without evidence of obstruction. Has an indwelling folic catheter. No urinary retention, no recurring urinary tract infection of pyelonephritis, low level proteinuria, this is non-nephrotic syndrome. I do not believe anasarca is explained by above kidney abnormalities. He has normal albumin level. Above findings of the echocardiogram from March. Does have enlargement of the liver, but nothing to suggest liver dysfunction. He's exposed to medication that can cause fluid retention. And that will include Nurantin. Although the level is in the low side. Does have anemia, which is out of proportion to level of kidney function. Prior relative iron deficiency. He has seen in the past hematology oncology. They need to assess further for potential EPO treatment. We are going to do chemistries in a monthly basis. I cannot rule out interstitial nephritis given the exposure to multiple medications. Notice creatinine used to be around 0.9 to 1.2. For the most part, most of the 2022 with prior acute renal failure in 2021. We will follow with you, end of dictation.